Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the weekend. Got a brand new month too, November 1st, and by Tuesday, voting will be underway. Mail-ins, by the way, just to reiterate, if you didn't get your mail-in ballot mailed in by yesterday, they're suggesting you do so in person in Allegheny County. There are 10 mail-in drop boxes. You can go to their website to find out the exact locations, and it has to be you dropping it off. And if you have mitigating circumstances, they will have someone come to you. And this hour, last hour, I want to thank Sam Hens-Grieco from the Democratic Party here in Allegheny County and Sam DeMarco from the Republican Party in Allegheny County, just hearing both sides as we get into this election weekend. And joining us now is an old colleague, a friend. You know him very well, Ron Klink, spent many years KDK television back in the day, four-term United States congressman from 1993 to 2001, and is a senior policy advisor and has been in the political world for a long time now. Ron Klink, good morning.
Larry, Richard, it's so good to hear your voice again over the phone. It's been a long time. And every time I talk to you, I have to apologize for that dunking tank incident, which we'll talk about some other time.
Yeah, well, short story, we were at an event, and I was the first guy in the dunk tank, and Ron was the first one to throw, and on the first pitch, he hit the bullseye. So good for you.
Yeah, well, but you also, there was a problem with it. They had a bolt holding the tank together when you cut your hand badly. And all of a sudden, not only did Larry go into the dunk tank, but this flush of crimson blood came up in the water. We were all aghast. They had to sew your hand back together. I will never get over feeling badly about that, Larry.
I don't blame you for that, Ron. It's all good, brother. Here we are. So once again, this is an opportunity, and next hour we'll talk to someone from the Republican Party who spent time in Congress as well. But this is your opportunity, and I know you've, as a congressman working in Washington at the highest levels, but being away from that part of your active duty, so to speak, the divisiveness of these elections is so palpable. It has so many people just so anxious, regardless of the outcome. Have you ever seen it like this before?
Yeah. Well, there's a divisiveness. You know, there are the enemies of the United States, and it's been shown before that Russia and other people have really been putting out a lot of misinformation, mostly on social media, trying to divide Americans. And it's worked to an extent. But in one respect, I've never seen people more united. And when I say this, when you take a look at the vast number of Republicans currently elected, past elected, those who have been in the former Trump White House, all uniting with Democrats to support Kamala Harris. So we have a divisiveness within our community, and it's bad, and I hope we can heal that up. But on the other hand, Republicans, independents, Democrats all coming together saying that this is too dangerous of a situation. We can't put someone as unhinged as Donald Trump back in the White House again. Things have gotten so much more dangerous than they were when he was elected in 2016. We've got more things going on internationally. Trump has shown in the past how much he abhors coalitions. We with what's going on in the Middle East, with what's going on, and now Korean troops going in, being brought into the Ukraine-Russia conflict. There's a divisiveness and a dangerousness going on globally. And yesterday, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Republican movie star and the Republican governor of California, came out and joined his voice and those in support of Kamala Harris, too. So we're seeing a lot of folks across the political spectrum. I mean, I never thought I'd be on the same side as Dick Cheney and his daughter, who, by the way, Liz Cheney, yesterday, Trump was so unhinged, he called for her execution. We've just leapt into an area, Larry, of complete disbelief that somebody could get away with talking the way that the former president has been talking over the last weeks and months.
We're with Ron Klink, former United States Congressman. And Ron, that said, what do you attribute to people who just dismiss all those things and it's all just one lump of conspiracy, or you forget about that? It's about policy. How do you explain people dismissing all those things?
I think that people are getting misinformation, and they're it used to be back in the day. You talked about there at the Big K how you have both Republicans and Democrats on, and you adhered to the former fairness doctrine. People now listen only to the side that gives them affirmation and not information, and so they're getting a lot of misinformation. One of the things that strikes me, Larry, is that I grew up in Somerset County. The rural counties around Pennsylvania probably are not going to vote as much for the Harris-Walz ticket as they should. I'll tell you, talk about Somerset County. Donald Trump put $0 into Somerset County during his 4 years. I know, because I was part of putting this together, that the Harris-Biden administration put together $174 million just to complete Route 219, which has been started when I was in knee pants back in the 1960s under the Appalachian Redevelopment Program. So, the Biden and Harris have gone into rural areas where they know they're not getting a lot of votes, but it's the right thing to do to build up that infrastructure. And literally billions of dollars have gone into suburban and rural counties in Pennsylvania. Just take a look at the construction projects around. So they're putting dollars into where it's going to change people's lives for generations. And yet people are responding to misinformation that they're getting wherever it is on social media, that they're getting this misinformation, and they're not really voting their own best interest. If they took a look at who's made investments in their community, who's building the highway system, sewers, water, who's coming in and rebuilding the infrastructure, which, if you remember, Donald Trump, during his presidency, had infrastructure week every week and never built a damn thing. But the one thing coming out of COVID, not only defeating COVID, Biden-Harris administration put us back as a healthy nation physically. They put us back emotionally, put us back to rebuild the country, and most importantly, economically. The United States, with The Economist, a global magazine based in England on basically economic process, who have endorsed in the past many Republicans and some Democrats, today a universal endorsement saying that her economic policies and defense policies are best endorsed. Kamala Harrison had scathing things to say if Trump should get back into the White House again. So I think we just need to follow where people who know these candidates best are leading us. Take a look at those who worked with Donald Trump in the White House, his own cabinet officials, people, his own vice president, people in his administration. They're the ones issuing the harshest warnings against letting him anywhere near the nuclear codes of the presidency again.
Ron Klink, former United States Congressman and colleague at KDK Television. I appreciate your time this morning, Ron. Thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll see what happens Tuesday into Wednesday.
Larry, I'm just glad you still talk to me.
I still talk to you. All right.
Take care,
a good weekend.
Friend. You
got
All right.
It. Thank you. Ron Klink. And yeah, we anchor man at KDK TV. And again, in the interest of fairness, in the top of the next hour, we'll have a Republican counterpart to give their side and pitch, and you'll have a chance. So if you hear one and you didn't hear the other, you can go online, and we have both sides represented here today. Wanted to be as fair as possible to give each side an opportunity to give their pitches as you get into the weekend to contemplate if it does change anybody's votes. it looks like, you know, the lines are pretty well drawn. We're at a statistical tie if you look at the polls within the margins of error. And we'll just keep providing you the information and try to provide it as equally as possible, at least on the morning show. The importance of knowing about the mail-in voting and how you need to handle it if you haven't actually mailed in your mail-in voting. And if you're voting in person, the weather on Tuesday will be summer-like and maybe record-setting, as I mentioned, 80 degrees. So weather won't be an issue in terms of holding people back from being there physically. And also coming up, we're going to talk to KDKA-TV's political analyst, John Delano, as we get down to it. It's not just about the presidential race. There are other important races, too. As we've mentioned, we've had both representatives from Allegheny County's Democratic and Republican parties, the SAMs, Sam Hensgrieco and Sam DeMarco, Democrat, Republican, respectively, to get their pitches in. We just talked to former Democratic Congressman Ron Klink, and in the top of the next hour, we'll get Rich Elmore representing the Republican Party, and in between, John Delano with some of the practical things that you need to know right after the news at 8:30. And as Paul Rasmussen just mentioned, we're going to be the focal point. You know, Marty Griffin sent me a story that they did about Pittsburgh being literally the center of the political universe. This is the Wall Street Journal, and the eyes of the nation are on us, and the importance of Pittsburgh and the region obvious by how many times the candidates have been here, and we're hearing that Kamala Harris will be here Monday at Point State Park, and then she'll bounce to Philly, and we're hearing that Donald Trump may be here at PPG Paints Arena Monday. That in and of itself tells you how important we have been in this process, and it'll be double digits for visits since the campaign began. What else is going on in that world? CBS's Jared Hill has an update.
Former President Trump later on today will rally supporters just north of Detroit, Michigan, a state that's an incredible battleground. It went for former President Trump back in 2016, for President Biden in 2020. Still incredibly close then, incredibly close now, as a war of words is being waged on the campaign trail.
In Western battlegrounds Thursday, both candidates zeroed in on women voters. In Phoenix, Vice President Kamala Harris seized on comments made by former President Donald Trump when he said he's going to protect women from migrants, whether they like it or not.
He does not believe women should have the agency and authority to make decisions about their own bodies.
He called you garbage.
Trump tried to keep attention on President Biden's comments from earlier in the week, seemingly calling a Trump supporter's remark garbage.
We're not garbage. We're not trash.
Today, the focus turns to the Midwest, in states like here in Michigan, where Arab and Muslim Americans...
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Americans make up a sizable voting bloc that traditionally votes Democrat. They could potentially pull away from both parties.
They feel like they cannot vote for Harris, nor can they vote for Trump, because there is no lesser of two evils.
The executive director of the Michigan chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, known as CARE, says members of his community feel caught between a rock and a hard place, not happy about Trump's rhetoric on Muslims, and not satisfied with the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the Israel-Hamas war.
The war in Gaza isn't just a faraway issue for a lot of folks in your community. This is really hitting home for them.
Yeah, so the issue in Gaza is not a foreign policy issue to people here. We have a large amount of people in our community who are Palestinian Americans.
He says many have lost family members in Gaza, shaping how they view this election.
And during the Democratic primary earlier this year in Michigan, about 100,000 people voted uncommitted, a signal to President Biden at the time then that they were unpleased with the White House's handling of that war in Gaza. Now, the director of CARE said that he's not expecting the same numbers this time around, but he does believe that the community wants to send a message to both parties that they should be listened to.
CBS's Jared Hill. And again, KDK TV's political analyst John Delano will join us right after the news at 8:30 here in just a few minutes. Well, I'm Larry Richard, and back and forth we go as we get into this last weekend before the election. The name calling, I guess the word of the week was garbage. It started Sunday night in Madison Square Garden with a comedian referencing that to the island of Puerto Rico. Then what President Biden said, and back and forth. And the latest is a fireside chat with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson in Arizona. And he had a sit down with Donald Trump this week and got his response to former Vice President Dick Cheney endorsing Kamala Harris, in line with his daughter, former Congresswoman of Wyoming, Liz Cheney. Here's what Donald Trump had to say.
And I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter, but his daughter's a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
Not exactly where he went with that response, but back and forth it goes. And joining us, KDK TV's political analyst John Delano. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Good to be with you and all your listeners.
Just when you think it can't get uglier, it does.
Yes, it does.
The ugliness of the ads in particular, and you have told us many years, because we even had people this week say, why are they allowed to say things that aren't true?
Yeah, well, yes, and it's good to always go back to that. There's a First Amendment right for candidates running for public office to lie about each other. And they do. Unlike you and me, if we were selling a product or service on radio or television, we would be bound by truth in advertising laws. Candidates are not. And so they're free to say things that are deceitful, nasty, untrue, total lies. They can exaggerate themselves and how wonderful they are. I mean, it's basic American politics, and it's been that way, frankly, since the days of George Washington. We had actually, in some of the earlier days, we had even worse negative attacks, although they didn't have the medium of social media and the like to spread it as much as they can, as we do today. So it's basically, it's disgusting. And frankly, at this point in the campaign, I suspect most Americans feel as you and I do, that it's that they're sick of it, that it really is time to stop. But, you know, the other impact I worry about is the coarsening of our own behavior, because hearing the way these candidates talk about each other or their surrogates talk about each other really, I think, impacts the way we engage in conversation with each other. And that's not good either. So it's really, this has been a very difficult campaign.
It has, and the momentum has built. And of course, when Joe Biden stepped down and took himself out of the race, it ratcheted into another level. Here we are the weekend before the election. The country statistically is split right down the middle on most polls within the margins of error. Nobody's 100% certain which way it's going to go. And then after the election, John, as you know, there will be questions and scrutiny about election security and those kinds of things. And this could go on for months, potentially.
Well, it could. I think a lot depends on whether there's a landslide for one candidate or the other. We know that, I mean, Donald Trump has done this in years past. He's going to contest. He's going to protest. He's going to file lawsuits no matter what happens if he loses. If he wins, I don't think we're going to see any of that. So, and if Kamala Harris were to win by big margins, whatever protest there is on the Trump side is not going to go anywhere, because it probably also means that the Democrats are winning nationwide for the House of Representatives as well. So I don't know that it's all doom and gloom yet, that this election will go on for months and months. I don't think we will know that until Wednesday or Thursday of next week. I think it is fair to say that given the methods by which we vote, and each state is different, and in some states, like Pennsylvania, the counties can be different, it may take a little bit to know who actually has won all the votes. So for a candidate to declare victory on election night is just, it makes no sense at all, because we're not going to know. And we're not going to know in part because the West Coast doesn't shut down till after 11 o'clock our time. And Hawaii later, Alaska later. So, you know, if this comes down to just one or two Electoral College votes, this is going to take us into the week to know who won.
We're with KDK TV's political analyst John Delano. John, that said, for Donald Trump, who has faced a lot of legal challenges, all of those things have been kicked down the road till after the election. And
yes,
the Supreme Court ruling on immunity, too, is yet to be sorted out. So all of that kind of hangs over whatever happens on Tuesday into Wednesday.
Yes. Well, I think it's fair to say that if Donald Trump wins, he will use the Justice Department to dismiss all the federal lawsuits against him. So they will disappear, and there will be no court cases with respect to his actions on January 6th or the documents he took from the White House after he was president, all that kind of stuff. Those cases will go away. Now, the state cases still remain, and so there will be the monies that he has to pay because of the sexual harassment case, the defamation case that came out of sexual harassment, and some of the other cases as well in terms of his dealings in New York State. Those cases would remain. He can't, just because he's president doesn't mean they disappear all of a sudden, but they could be put on hold for a while. If he loses the election, presumably those cases stick around, but what the outcome is, we don't know. So it's I don't think those cases have really borne much relevance in this campaign. I think this campaign has moved on to other issues.
Yeah, it has, and they've all been, again, kicked down the road till after the election, so right, not to appear to influence it, even though there is some influence of some sort,
right,
but it doesn't seem to matter, right?
No, I think that's right. I think that this election is coming down to the basic arguments of the campaigns, that is, the threat to democracy, the issue of reproductive rights, abortion rights, women's rights, the issue of immigration, and the issue of the economy. Who can do the best and the most for middle-class Americans? Both candidates have their agendas, and people can make a choice on all of these issues. And I think ultimately, as in every single election, Larry, what really counts is who comes out to vote. And the question of whether one side or the other is more incented to vote or not, who knows? The fact that this is a jump ball election suggests that anybody who cares about who the winner is ought to be voting on Tuesday.
And that said, again, want to reiterate, if you have had a mail-in ballot, Allegheny County election officials saying, don't mail it. You should have done that by yesterday.
Yeah.
Bring it to one of the 10 ballot drop boxes in the county. Those sites are available online on Allegheny County's website. And then if you can't physically, because if you bring it to those sites, you have to prove who you are, right?
Yes.
Unless there are some mitigating circumstance, physiologically or otherwise, which you can check those on the website as well.
Right. And ultimately, if you can't do any of this, still go to your polls. If you haven't been able to cast your vote or get your vote into the right office, because in some of the outlying counties, you have to go to the county elections office, and they may not be open over the weekend. You'll have Monday to do that. But if you can't do any of that, you can always go to your polling place on Tuesday and ask for a provisional ballot. What's a provisional ballot? It's exactly like it sounds. It's a ballot. You get to vote, but it's provisional because there'll be a determination afterwards whether your vote gets to be counted or not. And if you have not cast a ballot by mail, your provisional ballot is most likely going to be counted. So going to the polls on Election Day is always the last resort for those who have tried to vote in other ways, and I would encourage people to do that.
And I always appreciate your time and input, John. We'll look forward to your coverage, KDKA-TV, and you're going to need to get some rest this weekend because game on. I don't know that that's
I don't think
happen.
It's going to end this weekend. These candidates keep coming back and back and back. So we are very wanted at the moment. All the voters of Western Pennsylvania, very much wanted.
And Marty Griffin sent me the story from the Wall Street Journal that says, literally, Pittsburgh is the center of the political universe. Who knew?
Who knew? Yeah, well, we knew.
Yeah, we knew.
You and I knew. We knew.
John, thanks again. Have a good weekend.
Hey, great to be with you. Everyone have a nice weekend.
The hour, we're going to talk to Dan Zangrilli, our play-by-play man extraordinaire, for our Friday Night Lights Game of the Week, and the Swardot Financial pregame show starts at 6 and then kickoff at 7 with Dan Zangrilli, Johnny Lee, and Donnie Football, brought to you by the power of Bowser Chevrolet. And tonight, big matchup, we got Moon at Penn Hills 5A football playoffs. Playoffs are underway in high school football. So we're going to cover it right through the state championships, and we're going to do all the games that they have for the WPIAL. We got you covered. We're officially connected to the WPIAL and proud of it. Speaking of sports, how about the kid? Sidney Crosby scored a goal that tied the game, then scored the game winner in overtime against the Ducks at PPG Paints. They snap a 6-game losing streak, and now they're going to be hosting, I believe, the Canadian tomorrow night at PPG Paints. Pitt and Penn State, both undefeated, both have a chance to get another W. It's going to be both games tough. You got Ohio State at Penn State tomorrow at noon, and then Pitt's on the road against the newly minted ACC team at SMU in Dallas, and their team 7-1. Also, Ohio State 7-1, and so Penn State and Pitt both trying to get through the weekend with W's and stay undefeated. And one footnote to the Dodgers in their World Series. They're getting ready for the parade out in Los Angeles. Adam Yamaguchi from CBS says Los Angeles fans are eager to shower MVP Freddie Freeman with love.
There is Dodger blue everywhere you look across Los Angeles. You can expect several hundred thousand people to show up. There's going to be a 1-mile-long parade through downtown Los Angeles. Then there will be another ticketed event at Dodger Stadium where fans will also then get to meet the players after the conclusion of the parade.
And hopefully someday we'll experience that again here for the Pirates. Before long, they'll be going to spring training in a few months. And so it goes. But baseball is over for the year.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.